This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off using the link below. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off ship-to-store orders with code MMA10. KT Tape, an elastic sports tape designed to relieve pain while supporting muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 520.
520!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nice. Other man. Yeah, tings. We got the, summertime trying to creep in.
Yeah, trying to figure out the weather, right? Like, do I have my air conditioning on? Do I have it off? It's fucking 85% humidity today, but it's mid-70s.
And it feels hot.
Yeah. And you go to the store, dealing with all the fun people there. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate shopping. I don't know about you.
Hate it.
I just... I love grocery delivery now. That's my favorite thing. If I have to go shopping for groceries, I get angry. I get very angry. Okay. It should all be delivered. The only thing I have to go for is the filling up the water, though. That's annoying. The 5-gallon jugs. So you can't. Well, I guess you could get that delivered, but like it's only a couple bucks to fill those up.
So I just drink my fluorinated water and just hope for the best.
You'll probably be fine, you know.
My teeth are cavity free, so there's that.
So is your asshole, right? Isn't that cavity free?
Usually. Sometimes not, though.
On Wednesdays, yes. Rest of the week, not so much. Mm-hmm. So, one fight to talk about,
yes,
or something like that. Dominic Reyes versus Jiří Procházka. First off, let's talk about this fucking hairstyle. Like this hairstyle,
it shouldn't be allowed, I don't think, in MMA.
Exactly, because
it gets in the way.
What the fuck? And why wouldn't you use that as a handle? Like if I see that, I'm fucking grabbing that.
It's like a Muay Thai thing.
Yeah, but nah, that shouldn't be legal. I feel like he should have had that chopped off. So we start there and. What the fuck happened in this fight? It was just brutal, right?
Brutal. The finish was like a elbow, like a reverse elbow right to the freaking dome. It was pretty bad. I mean, it was pretty final, I would say.
I don't know. It could be
early stoppage.
I don't know. But let me pull up the picture of the fucking.
Oh, you have a photo. Okay, perfect.
The elbow, because it looks like death. And I felt like it was death watching this. Like, oh, it's landing and
right on the button. They both had weird hairstyles.
Yeah,
actually.
And, you know, early stoppage, Ingo. There it is again.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Thumbs up.
But I mean, the internet is just brutal because I can do this all day.
There's more.
Why is Joe Rogan interviewing fucking unconscious fighters again?
I know you just got knocked out, but
something like that. And then the last one, apparently he's a fucking DJ now.
Good God.
Fans are brutal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of this. Is Jiří a fucking killer, gonna get the next title shot? And then what the hell do you do with Reyes? Because now he's on like a 3-fight losing streak. And is it just he took the didn't he win that fight against John Jones? Wasn't that one of those ones where we're looking at there was a split decision win probably for John, where he had a couple of those where it was really close, and you can argue that the other guy could have won, but is John doing so much damage to people, like invisible damage? Maybe he's got a dim mock that I don't know about. And these fighters are not the same after fighting him.
Could be. I mean, if you look at though, he fought Blachowicz, he brought Jones, and then Prochaska.
Yeah, Prochaska.
And those guys are obviously pretty tough.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. I'm not going to say they're not.
It's
tough,
like but... it's not so easy, Matt. It's not like he's in there fighting cream puffs. It's I mean, he's fought the who's who at this light heavyweight division here. So I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at his record, right? He beat Weidman, Ozdemir, OSP, Cannoneer. I mean, he's had a good run. I think I don't know what to do with him.
It's over now, though. Is he gonna get cut? Is he on 3-fight losing streak? Why not? You gotta cut these guys. 3 and out. Yeah. So sorry. I don't know.
I don't know.
Then we'll see what happens with Prochaska.
He's from Czechoslovakia, yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. Would sound about right.
Last time he only lost he lost to King Mo back in Ryzen. Wow, he's been fighting quite a while, this guy. I didn't realize he'd been around that long.
We're saying he's a killer, so we'll see.
Apparently so, yeah.
And then did you see the buy rate for UFC 261? Mm-mm. You want to take a guess? This is with the 3 title fights on it.
650.
Pretty fucking spot on. 700K is what they're propagating.
Wow, that's not much.
No, that's huge. 700K for and a full stadium full of people. It's pretty good. I don't know who's the draw on that because it's obviously not Usman. It's probably Masvidal, Rose. It's not Usman. So somewhere between those. Not bad.
I'm impressed if it's over a million, Matt.
Huh?
I'm only impressed if it's over a million.
Yeah, but I'd say anything over 500 is pretty good these days. I don't know how much, because they're typically not putting together the best cards possible. That was one of the ones where I thought, wow, on paper, really fucking good. And then it delivered with like 5 first or second round finishes. And then you have that chaos with Weidman. And, you know, apparently he's having a lot of issues, you know, in his comeback. Did you see him post the pictures of his pre and post surgery?
I didn't see the pre. I saw the post, the x-rays. I saw that.
Yeah, let me share that.
I need to cover my eyes. Yep, that's what I was. Yep.
That one, and then like that. Fuck. Like, how are those screws not going to pop through his skin like Tim Sylvia at some point?
I don't know. I think you can have those removed once the bone heals.
Oh, well, they're just going to cut in and unscrew them.
Yep.
Like, that's brutal. And then he also said, like, when they were digging around in there, like, they saw he had some issues with his knee.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Chris Weidman, what's going on with your kneecap there? Doesn't look good. I feel like he needs a full replacement. So, I don't know. What else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of injury, did you see the Joanna Jędrzejczyk injury she just acquired recently? It's a similarly gruesome. So
yeah, they're gonna show her gash.
So it's boom. Whoops, what just happened? There you go. The giant gash, if you can see that right there.
Yes, it's hot. I would probably stick something in that.
You would? Like your tongue?
Tongue. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta find new ways to get off and go, I'm just saying.
Okay.
If there's a hole, someone will use it and abuse it. Moving right along. Diego Sanchez.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking guy released from the UFC. What happened with him? I don't know.
Something about his trainer being weird, trying to get medical records. Sounds like they were trying to set up some sort of lawsuit. And Dana was like, yeah, this guy's bad news. You got who was talking to him about somebody else said something about get him out of there. And Diego's basically done all he can for the promotion, but he's been kicked out of his fight. I think this weekend, right? It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Wasn't he supposed to fight Cerrone? And
it's not going to happen.
Put someone else in, which is unfortunate. I mean,
but they gave him his money. Apparently they paid him a show and win money and were like, see you later.
That's probably the best, and not a lot of guys are going to get that treatment. You know, that's one of the original tough guys. So
tough show, not tough guy, you know?
Yeah, the tough Ultimate Fighter show. Yes, sir. Let's switch gears for a second and we'll come back to MMA. So Triller, the promotion for the Jake Paul versus Ben Askren event, is now has if we last week we said they're suing people for like hundreds of millions for illegally streaming. They've now allowed whoever was illegally streaming a month of amnesty, meaning that you can go on this website that they opened up and you can pay your $49.99 up to a month from now and not be prosecuted. The penalty if you are prosecuted is $150,000 for every person who potentially pirated the card. I have a question. Who in their right mind would be stupid enough to get on that site and pay the $49.99?
I guess there's probably I would say five people. There's five people with some kind of special needs that are going to say, I should probably pay for this. But if anybody that has half a brain out there, if you're going to watch that on a stream, you would be smart enough to use some sort of a VPN. I don't know.
Hint, hint.
Right. And then our sponsor shows up. Oh, you buy this VPN, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, this is the most ludicrous thing I think I've heard of. I mean, it's just part, it's a cost of doing business. And again, if you're going to price your shit at $49.99 or something ridiculous, you have to expect there's going to be a certain level of piracy.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much, okay, let's take a guess.
How much money
do you think they make from this ploy?
I was going to say $10, but I don't know, five people, probably 200. They'll probably make less than the amount of money they spent on typing up all the fucking info, like whatever that person's work was or hourly rate was to fucking type up all this. It's going to be less than that. So they're actually coming out less ahead than they would have even by doing nothing.
Okay, I agree. That makes sense. I think the copy cost more than the actual.
Right. That's the short way to see that. I'm going the long way.
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't get it. So fuck them. They can keep their stupid things because I think the next fight that's coming up is that stupid Mayweather Logan Paul. Like, I don't know who in their right mind is going to watch that. Like, what's.
I don't know.
If Connor, can't beat him, how is a Paul gonna beat him when he's got what, two years of training at best against
exhibition bout though, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it's not really real, they're just going to spar.
Yeah, I just I don't understand the allure of that. Like, why do you want to watch that?
I don't know,
it's crazy. Let's move right along. You see, Rachel Ostovich signed with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and they're targeting a summer fight against Paige VanZant. So we'll have to have dueling pictures here. Let's start with Rachel Ostovich. So here's what her training looks like of late. Kind of woo-woo. Like, all right, she's hanging on the beach.
Whoa.
And, you know, Paige is getting a little racier of late. She does have her Paige VanZant page, but so she posted some pics lately. Like, hey,
nice. Hey now. Yeah.
What's going on there?
A little cowboy action, cowgirl action.
Yep. Say. And apparently she's been posting some pics.
I like the first one better.
Yeah. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
Speaking of selling your ass for money, Conor McGregor sells majority of proper number 12 for $600 million. I mean, this guy has more money than God all of a sudden.
I think he's got more money than Dana White now. What and Dana had 400, I think, from the sale, 400 million plus whatever salary bonuses, gambling, you know. The weird thing is, I think they're still using him to endorse everything.
So he's still getting, he's gonna get paid to do
that. Yeah, he's still got some kind of financial incentive, even though he sold his part. Like, maybe they hired him on a 1099 basis or something so he could still endorse it. Because I don't think they're successful without him being a part of that.
I agree.
You know, his fucking, like, I still see trucks driving around with fucking Conor McGregor and the stupid whiskey on it.
I do too, all the time.
And still have that bottle sitting right there.
I've seen it in restaurants now and stuff. It's around.
That's crazy. Because think about the time span. What were we talking, like 2 years at best?
About 2 years, yep.
To go from nothing to potentially a top brand, a brand that made him $600 million. I don't even know what percent they owned of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy money. That's fuck you money is what that's called.
That's why I train on the beach kind of money, you know?
Yes.
Every picture. I don't have to train hard. I just have to train hard enough.
Right.
Make it look like I'm doing work, but I'm not doing work.
Mm-hmm.
I always fear for that rematch or the trilogy when that happens. So I saw the LFC was doing some fighting. I'm gonna make sure this is muted, but there's some interesting maneuvers being thrown down here. This is the hang on. The lingerie fighting championship. Apparently they're doing all sorts of crazy shit here. They're rolling around. I don't know what this scissor hold is, but I'm down with this.
Mm-hmm.
How is this legal?
I don't know.
That's
what like
I'm saying. It's like, what is going on here? It's probably the same clip reflowing over. And
I
over
mean,
over.
I'll watch it again if we need to.
This is for science. You know, you have to check out all fighting organizations, real and or fake.
Yeah.
As long as there's somehow MMA related themes in said organizations. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're doing God's work over there, whatever that happens to be.
I agree with you. I concur. I like it. Sad news.
Yep.
Yoel Romero out of Bellator debut against Anthony Rumble Johnson. Apparently did not clear the pre-fight medical tests. And the Bellator said that they are going to keep Rumble on the card and he's going to find an alternative opponent ASAP.
But yeah, they named someone. It was, I forgot who it was. Romero, they said it was some sort of an eye problem. An eye issue is why.
Did he get jizz in his eye? Is that what
I don't know. Too much steroid action.
He might come after me.
No, for me, Jesus! He's coming for you. Boy!
Gotta catch me first.
Yeah, boy! Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he could. He's pretty fast, that fucking guy.
He probably could catch me. But I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I think that was happening. It was either this weekend or next weekend. It was right around the corner.
Yeah.
So real weird to be failing your medicals and not real clear on them saying, oh, it was an eye issue. I think it was Hawani reporting that, but that's the fight I think everyone wanted to see. That's why I was interested in the fucking tournament. So I don't know why they don't postpone that unless that fucks up like all the other fights that they have. They probably have the schedule. Like, here's how everything's going down. This guy's out, but this is the fucking fight you need to make. And then unless you're going to insert him later, but then it's not fair to everybody else. Cause you know, this is like DC when he comes into that Strikeforce tournament, who knows? I don't know. It's unfortunate. I'm going to shed a tear, but maybe they have to make that sacrifice for something else to happen or not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know what I have. I never know. Oh, so here we go. I gotta open this up. This is a little convoluted, but so Spinning Backfist tweeted this out. He said, this is mid-card two for Felder and Bisping. So some guy tweets at the UFC, get rid of Paul Felder and Bisping, please. So Felder replies, we'd like to formally release you as a fan. Thank you for your participation. There will be an official email later tonight. But then you go to Bisbing, if I can find him. What a twatty thing to say. I hope you lose your job also, fuckface. Little contrast in styles there. During the event, these guys are just popping off. Like, shouldn't they be working? I don't think you should be replying to twats on Twitter. Fucking, that's typical Bisping.
Oh, man.
And then we'll close with this tweet of the week. This is the Connoisseur of Combat posting the basically the faces of death. So you have the Weidman reaction, the Rose reaction, and the other reaction, which is the Kamara reaction.
Usman.
So, yep. Weidman. Why does Rogan look like he's blowing a load in every picture?
I feel like he's getting bigger. Like Rogan, he's just it's wider.
Well, he's on all the drugs. He's like 5 foot four, 350 pounds of solid muscle dicks. I don't know. But I love that cam that shows their reaction. And at least he's animated, right? And so all those guys are. Like, that's what you want to see. You don't want them just, like, non-animated. They showed some of the Felder reaction and Bisping reaction from that elbow over the weekend. And Felder is just like this.
It's like, whoa.
He's got nothing to say while Bisbing's like blah 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 blah, and whoever the other guy is going blah 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 blah. Got any other stuff, news?
I do not. Noose? I do have a knowledge for later, but okay. That's later.
let me look back through. I think we covered everything. Oh, the last news type thing. Jorge Masvidal says he's open to fighting Nick Diaz.
I like that one.
Little avenge your little brother kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. I'm down with that. And who else was he? Oh, Nick was hanging around Mike Perry for some reason. Mike Perry was posting something.
Huh.
I think Mike Perry ditched his girlfriend or his girlfriend ditched him. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
So are they playing touch butt in the park?
I think they are. But they were being all buddy-buddy with each other.
Okay.
So let's do some ass and nuts.
I'm ready.
So best KO, this is back from UFC 261, or part of it. Was it Usman, Yuri, or Rose? Who do you think had the best KO out of those three?
I don't know. I would say Usman.
Yeah.
I think that was like highlight reel type. Sweat flying, the whole thing. I mean, the other ones were good too, but I just think that one was shocking to me.
Yeah. I mean, Yuri's is dynamic and unexpected, but Usman is more impressive because Masvidal's not been KO'd like flatlined like that.
Right.
And in the sweat pop, I'm like, come on, man. Like that I think that wins for us.
Solid.
Okay. Yep. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Natural, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be known for your intelligence or your good looks?
Good looks, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
fuck intelligence.
It's better to be dumb and beautiful than what?
That's right.
Smart and ugly? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat pizza or ice cream as the only food for eternity? I think we talked about this before. Yeah.
Pizza, because you can have more toppings.
Yeah, you can really vary it up.
You can put anything on pizza, pretty much.
Pesto sauce. You could do.
You could put ice cream on the pizza if you want. I mean,
yeah, so you could get crazy.
Yeah.
Put your cack on the pizza, whatever. Force someone to eat that. No, you can't do that. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Would you rather mentally or physically never age?
I don't understand the question. When you say mentally age, what do you mean?
Mentally age?
How do you age mentally? I would say physically, probably. But do I get to pick the age? I would like to be 27.
Yeah. I could agree with that. I'd be about 25-ish. Maybe even 21. I'm trying to think, like, physically, when was I in the best shape? It would be low to mid-20s, but...
Okay.
My body fucking hurts right now. And I'm not even that fucking old. I was just telling you pre-show, doing so much yard work, and my body is fucking paying for it. I had to take an Epsom salt bath at 11:30 the other night because I could not fucking get to sleep. That's how sore my shit was.
Wow.
Like, Jesus Christ. And medicine wasn't helping either.
The medicine didn't help?
No.
You need more medicine. You had the wrong kind of medicine.
No, that was just making me panic. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm dying. Like, I can't breathe.
Okay.
Like, I had to fucking, I had like a mild panic attack.
Really?
Like, I've never had that before. Yeah.
Okay. Because you felt so bad.
Yeah. I felt like I couldn't breathe too. Like, okay. I felt bad and I couldn't breathe. And it was just a bad combination all the way around. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, physically never age. Would you rather have the details of your financial life or your love life be made public?
Well, Matt, they're both a giant fucking mess. So I don't, either one, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever. Fuck, I don't care. Roll dice, you know, fucking.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Love life's probably more interesting than my financial.
Yeah, probably. And then he says, I heard you guys complaining about the women being too young on our on your last episode.
Yes.
So I bring you guys Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 136. This is MILF Celebrities number one.
Oh, yeah. So, now right. We're talking. What's all happening?
Right. Hang on.
You already know what's happening.
I know all this stuff.
Okay. I'm pulling my pants down.
great. Jessica Alba. Oh, she, apparently she's invisible.
Where is she?
I went with a subdued picture of her. I thought she looked more adult here. Nice. I can get down with this kind of outfit.
I don't know. The waist high jeans just don't do it for me, but she's pretty hot.
Yeah. Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
And Shakira.
Whoa. did you practice that?
Nope.
Oh man, this is a tough one. I'd say marry number one.
Okay.
Kill number two and bang number three.
Okay. This is tough. I can respect that choice.
I think I could marry number two also. I mean,
I think that's where I'm going. I think I'm gonna marry Kate. Bang Jessica. I feel like I gotta kill Shakira because I don't want her fucking popping off in the bedroom with me and shaking that like too crazy, like, whoa lady, you're gonna give me a heart attack. Slow, you're on 13, I need you on about 3.
Yeah,
take it down,
take it down a notch.
Yeah, what do you have for knowledge?
Okay, I can't play the audio, but it's better with the audio, but I'm just gonna go ahead and there is no reason to be this smooth in 2021 as the title of this. If you can imagine Michael Jackson, any are you okay, Annie? You can look at this guy.
It looks like he's on fucking roller skates, no?
Look at this guy. If you can imagine any are you
just okay? In the middle of the intersection. Okay. I got to get out and do some work right now.
Are you okay? Look at this shit.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's pretty dope, I got to say. So it's some
wow. And with his little rat tail that was whipping around there.
Yeah,
that's fucking class, man. Pretty I don't want to move like that. I don't want to put the work in, but
it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I move like that in the bedroom, man.
That's right.
Smooth,
like a criminal.
That's right.
Non-rapey. All right.
Okay.
So yes. Apparently, here's my knowledge. Jessica I has a OnlyFans or fans only, whatever the fuck that is. And she's got a menu of pricing listed for what you can order up. And
we order some stuff.
I don't know if you want it from her. So foot pics, $25. And some of these prices don't make sense. So
$3,500 for a topless video.
Yeah. Look at topless pic is $1,000 fully nude pic, $6,000, but some of the videos, so I can get a bare booty video for $200. But a bare booty pick for $100, I feel like the values in that booty vid or a bare booty, I'm getting very confused.
There's a lot of things happening here, man.
There's selfie picks, fully nude selfie pick, $5,000. Then you get customs, a bare booty pick is $200. So she's like duplicating stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bare booty pick is $100 up here. Bare booty pick is $200 down here. I'm going to choose the bare booty pick for $100.
Birthday gift. We need a Gwyneth Paltrow to have one of these.
Seriously. 5-minute Skype chat, $500.
You probably gotta add a couple zeros for her though.
Holy nude pick, $7,000. I'm 99.9% sure there's leaked pictures of her out there. I'm just saying.
Jessica I?
Yeah, I feel like she needs to be paying people to look at those because that's a hard pass. I'm just saying, but I applaud all these ladies going after that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, why not? I feel like they all should. If you've got a halfway decent body, go for it. I just have no interest in that one. But I would just share because I didn't know you could menu your shit out on the internet like that or on the OnlyFans.
Menu your shit?
Yeah. Where you're like just telling people for $6,000, you get to see my fucking asshole.
I mean, I
I'm
think
cheap. I'll sell it for $20. $20, my asshole.
You got to ask at least 50. I mean, know your value, man.
Am I selling myself short?
Yes.
I just want to put pictures of my asshole out there.
It's nothing stuffy.
Cheaper, better.
Yes.
It's true. I don't know what my point was with that knowledge, but people are putting some shit out there, and good for them.
Yeah.
That's all I got. We'll shut down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.